Exercise 4. There are many creative domains that require individuals to insert as little of themselves as possible into the work. In translating a novel or poem into a different language, the translator is unavoidably creative. This is reflected by the fact that the translator receives attribution and his or her name is published in the work next to that of the original author. But the ideal translator is one who most faithfully retains the creative spirit of the original, thereby keeping his or her own contribution to the translation as minimal as possible. Dubbing a foreign movie into one's own language requires that the translator develop a version of the original line that can most easily be spoken in the time that the foreign actor's mouth is moving. And it also requires the voiceover actors to match their delivery to the moving image. Although these are unquestionably creative activities, they're activities in which individual inspiration and originality would be detrimental to the work.